What is the number one secret I've discovered for making money in the world of cryptocurrencies? This secret allows me to earn money in all markets, up, down, or boring and flat. It is high reward, low risk. That means huge potential upside, very little downside. It provides stable income without those huge fluctuations that come with the market. It's simple to get started. What is that secret? It sounds so easy. I'll show you more. The secret is to serve users. Now, this might seem really obvious. You won't believe how easy it is to miss this and get distracted. What I hope is that this will show you the very best ways that you uniquely can go make money with cryptocurrencies and get these same rewards. Would you please leave a like on this video if you'd like me to do more videos just like this? If you think this video sucks and is the worst video in the world and you hate me and you wish I'd just die, would you please leave a dislike on this video to encourage me to do something else with my free time? Here's how I follow the secret that I just showed you. I give you great detail right now as to how I'm applying this and how I've actually made most of my money in cryptocurrencies doing this secret rather than trading. I'll tab over here. Now, first, you might ask, okay, Jerry, God, that's so easy. It's so simple. It's so straightforward. How could anyone miss this? How did I miss this? I knew this up front before I even started buying Bitcoin. I knew that the best way to make money was not to have to fool around with the markets, but just to help other people using cryptocurrencies. I have a friend, Robert. He's the founder of Wall of Coins, and I met him when he was making Wall of Coins. And I could see right there, he was helping people buy and sell Bitcoin with cash. He was taking no risk in the market itself. He made money no matter what. And yet I got distracted. Now that's what happens, why most people that I've seen interacting with cryptocurrencies aren't going for the real money, because it looks really easy to trade. And I know this firsthand. I spent years, instead of offering true value and following the secret that I just shared with you, I spent years doing almost all of my time and energy into trading. I started out in 2014 when the market was down here. And I started trying to trade, even though I saw my friend Robert making a website that allowed him to apply this secret. I thought it just looked so easy to make money trading. I thought any idiot could trade and make price predictions, and I was probably smarter than the average person. Therefore, I could simply bet on the price, and look, I could buy Bitcoin at the time, it was like $600. I could buy it for $600 and sell it for $700, and look, I just made $100. Look how easy that was. Well, as I started buying in, the price kept going down and down, and what actually happened is I lost thousands of dollars, and I spent hundreds of hours trading Bitcoin, and I had nothing to show for it. By nothing to show for it, I mean I had no ongoing value. I had no blog posts, I had no videos, I had no tutorials, I had nothing to show for hundreds, if not, well, probably not thousands, don't exaggerate, probably not thousands. I put in hundreds of hours trading, checking the price, reading articles, guessing, speculating, because I got distracted. It looks so easy to buy something and make a little bit of money, because when you look back at the charts, you go back to the charts here, I'll go look at, let's look at Steam, because I'm invested in that, so I'm going to self-promote my own investment. There we go. So it looks so easy to look, you could say, oh, it was $3.60 before, so I'll just buy it because it might go back up and then I can make some money. It looks so easy to do that, but the trick is, your mind has a clear vision on the past, but you don't know what's going to happen next. And a lot of us like to then guess, well, I think Steam will go to $10. I've made a bunch of predictions that it'll go to $10. It's at $2 today. I've got ads running all over that say it's going to go to $10, but I don't know that. I'm guessing. And the difference between a guess and the actual outcome is huge. So what happens is that a lot of us, if you're like me, it's so tempting to trade that we get distracted into trading. And we get so far into trading, we completely forget about all the other things. And that's what I did. So I've highlighted how people miss this secret so easily first, so you can understand then why there's a huge opportunity to actually apply it. The focus, the attention is on trading, speculating, guessing, predicting. And I'm off that because I've been wrong so much. Like with Dash, for example, I sold at $87 after I bought it at 11, and now it's 196. What I've learned is that I'm wrong a lot, which means I don't want to trade. I realize that being wrong hurts more than being right does, so I don't want to fool around with it. Now, here's actually applying the secret. And this, I will show you now the ways in which I'm applying the secret. Now that you understand how easy it is to miss this, why it is so many of us are tempted into things like trading and speculating, which don't produce any genuine value. Now I hope showing you what I do will inspire you to take a look for what you can do. You might be able to do something similar to the things I'm doing, or you might find your own unique opportunities, whether that's mining or being a community member with unique features somewhere else or developing software, whatever it is. I hope you find your unique opportunity today, because that's where the real opportunities are. Here's mine. This is the unique opportunity for me that I'm working on that applies all these principles. Which principles, Jerry? The principles I shared up here. Earn money in all markets, no matter what. High reward, low risk. Stable income. Well, thanks for having that banner on there. Okay. Earn in all markets, high reward, low risk. Stable income, simple to start. So what I'm doing, I'm on Steemit now. And Steemit is a social media website powered by the cryptocurrency Steem. And then you get paid to post on it. Now, if you don't invest anything and you just make a post and it's just not something that a lot of people enjoy or see, then it can be hard to make some money on your post. On my posts, I'm grateful I have made over, if I check my spreadsheet here, I've made 14,000, where's the number? It's down here. $14,546 from the day I joined, May 20th or something like that, to June 20th. So in the first month, this is what I've earned on Steam at $14,546. I've taken no risk, except you could say I risked some of my time. So that's the total I've actually got out of these posts. There's thousands more that's going to be coming in soon. So you see, I didn't have to take any risk. I simply posted, I made all these posts here, and I got paid. There's no risk in that, except the time, you could say. But if you're going to trade or speculate, you have to put the time in anyway. All I did is make these posts. Now, I also have something to show for it. Even if, let's say, I earned $0. Now, almost all of my friends have earned at least a few dollars, if not hundreds of dollars, doing their first posts on Steemit. But let's say I earned nothing. Let's just do that for example. I still have a ton of outstanding work to show for what I did. The thing that stinks with trading, speculating, and all that is you put all this time, energy, and money in, and you've got nothing left to show for it. When you're all done, it doesn't look like you did anything. Now, even if I'd made nothing on all these posts on Steemit, I still have, from a marketing standpoint, a very valuable case study of the work I've done. If I wanted to get a job freelance writing, I would have all the work I've done on Steemit. Look at all these posts I've made. It would therefore be easy to get a job. I would have something to show for all the time on here. So when you consider that aspect of it, I took no risk and I've had a high reward potential, which I've been able to realize. Now, I've also combined that with investing. So some of these strategies, if you combine the investment approach with serving the users, then you have the very best chance to earn the very most. So I've invested about $30,000 or so in my Steemit account. I now have an account that's worth $80,000, as you can see down here in the lower right. I've got 37,000 Steem Power, which I'm very grateful for. And the work I've done has potentially assisted the pricing going up. When you put all of this together, then it makes an absolutely outstanding opportunity. Now, I'm just showing what I've done. You will be able to find other opportunities. Or this might work for you, Steemit, but you might be able to find other things. For example, if you do mining, you invest in your mining rig, you may be able to combine investing in something like a mining rig instead of the currency itself to then make more money. Or you could buy some of the currency and invest in a mining rig and mine that and become a community member. You see, these approaches then allow a combination of investing that then is not conditioned on the market. It doesn't matter if the price of Steem goes down 90% and then goes back up 90% or whatever, because I'm buying and holding. I'm not looking to sell any of this. This investment empowers my participation in the Steemit community. Therefore, it doesn't matter what the day-to-day price fluctuations do. So I don't have all that stress. I've got a steady income. I keep making posts on Steemit and I earn there. However, this is just one example that's worked really well for me. Here's another example. This is my University of Jerry Banfield. If you would like to join me here, I have 30 plus online courses. I will soon have 100 plus and am continuing to make new courses every month. Would you join me at the University of Jerry Banfield, where I teach classes online? As you will see, I have a class showing exactly how I set my entire school up, as well as a class on why I think Steem is the best investment right now. What you'll notice that I'm very grateful for, again, in the first month and a half or so of my school, I've earned over if you have signed up as a student, we've collectively produced this number, $14,121 from signups. That includes one-time purchases, monthly subscriptions, and my lifetime courses bundle. Now, what's the number one class I've taught on my university? The best-selling class has been a class on the number one cryptocurrency investment, where I pitched Steem over in this area before, when it was in the dollar to 75 cents range, where I essentially, everyone who bought the class got to find out early that I was investing everything in Steem. And if you took the class and bought right away, you'd be up about double right now in your investment. See, again, with this though, it's a beautiful system because I take no risk. I sit there and make a class. And if I'm wrong, so what? Now, I love being right. I try to be right. I do my best to serve the students. And if you immediately took action, let's say you bought $1,000, the class was $180, you bought the class for $180, you then bought $1,000 of Steem, you then sold it when it doubled, you'd have made over $800 or so just in a few minutes of what you learned in the class. If you put in more, you'd have made much more. If you stay involved in it, you might make even more. You see, this again is a perfect example of applying the secret. I make a class teaching on cryptocurrencies. I take no risk. There's a very high reward potential. I have steady income from the subscribers and continuing course purchases, and I'm being of service to the community. It doesn't matter whether the price of Steem goes up or not, because I have guaranteed income from my courses now. A beautiful system, which I'm grateful for your participation in. I'll give another example of this. Here's my YouTube channel. What I do, I just make videos about whatever I'm doing. I teach whatever I'm learning. And same thing, I get ad revenue, although last month the ad revenue plummeted. There was some crisis and it dropped by more than 50%. Now I'm grateful for the first time ever, I think, or in a long time, my ad revenue is over $2,000 a month on YouTube. I put videos up doing the best I can to help you, because ultimately, if I'm just trying to scheme and make money off of you, you'll go away the first time that I don't produce the results you want. If, for example, the first time you buy a course and I'm wrong about it, you put in 1,000, come out with 500, and you paid 180 to take the course, you're probably not going to be too happy, and then I won't see you again, then all that effort will be wasted. So I try my best to be of the greatest service to you in my videos. I try and share what I think will be helpful for you while asking your forgiveness whenever I'm wrong. This system, I just post videos on YouTube and then I get guaranteed money from YouTube every month in ad revenue. It doesn't matter. I made a video about my cryptocurrency price predictions. It doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong, because the video earns ad revenue no matter what. And all of this stuff then works together. The courses work together. The Steemit, it all builds together. And I'm being of service to all cryptocurrencies, especially to Steem now. It all works together. I take no risk. It doesn't matter whether the markets go up and down. If I'm wrong, it in fact might make a more viral video. YouTube loves videos that are polarizing, where some people love it and some people hate it. YouTube loves videos because that gets emotional, encourages participation, it keeps people coming back to YouTube. On YouTube, I try and do my best, but just because I'm making the effort, sometimes I'll be wrong. But no matter what happens, I am still grateful for the ad revenue that comes in every month. Now, here's another example. On Coinbase is what I use for my Bitcoin wallet. And it also has Litecoin. Coinbase is where I've turned my US dollars into Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Litecoin, and then I put them on the market. And that's where I've made all my cryptocurrency investments, using Coinbase. You see, same thing with Coinbase. I make referrals to Coinbase. I've got this resources page on my website. If you'd like to sign up and use the same wallet I do, would you please sign up for Coinbase? Because you and I each get $10. As you can see, 292 people have already done this before you, earning me 2.1 Bitcoin, which currently is over $5,000 today. You see, this is another example. I'm helping Coinbase build customers. I'm helping you find a secure wallet to use. And then I'm making money off of that, as well as you get to make money. If you put $100 into Coinbase, they'll give you $10. Then you'll have $110 you can go buy Steem with and start making posts like me if you want to. You see, the whole point of this is to apply the secret that I just showed you. All these things are simple to get started with. You see, teaching a course just requires, it's simple to start. I learn things and then I teach them. Simple to get started. It provides stable income. My YouTube channel continues to provide stable income. The more quality videos I do, the better the income it is. It's very high reward. There's huge upside. As you can see, some of these things I've done have made a lot of money. Others of them, like the Coinbase referral system, $5,000 over several years of making Coinbase referrals, not exactly huge money, but there's no risk. I share an affiliate link. You can see other people doing this with Genesis Mining, for example. Those affiliate codes are out there everywhere. Same thing. There's high reward and almost no risk. And you earn money in all markets. All the things I've just showed you, it doesn't matter if the price goes up or down, because I'm serving and therefore earning in every situation. That's why the number one secret is to just serve users. You see, serving users of all these currencies has all the guaranteed benefits with almost none of the risk. And what I've learned after taking lots of risk, losing thousands of dollars, and having things go well, investing thousands of dollars and making close to $100,000 with my Dash investment before, and then missing out on another $100,000, what I've learned is I don't want to be accountable for being right. It's not good to put myself in a position where I have to be right. I want to be in a position of a guaranteed win. I want to have income and be useful. See, these two are very interrelated. I don't just want to make money. I want to be useful no matter what. Even if I'm wrong, I still want to be helpful in any situation. Just like finally, 3 years after meeting my friend Robert and seeing him applying on his website, which I have, I think, a 0.5% ownership in interest based on doing his Google AdWords ads for him in exchange for that percentage of ownership. Finally, 3 years after seeing Robert do this himself, I'm now doing the same thing. I'm serving cryptocurrency users, and that means no matter what happens, I continue to have a chance to serve and earn. So this takes the stress out of it for me, because am I tempted to trade? Yes. I looked at the price of Litecoin as Ethereum was blowing up and the Bitcoin price plummeted, and I guessed the other day, I said Litecoin would probably be a good buy if I took the 3,000 I have in my Coinbase account, threw it in Litecoin, I might be able to make 50%, 1,500, just by putting it in my Litecoin wallet. Did I do that? No. I just left it in my US dollar wallet because I didn't want to be wrong either. Well, if the price goes down 50% and I lose $1,500 in a few days, I didn't want to be wrong about it. And I've learned that no matter who you are, you will be wrong in trading and speculating, and that often being wrong hurts more than it feels good to be right hundreds of times. So I hope this video has been useful for you. If you found this video useful, would you please leave a like on it? Because that will help other people just like you find it. And that helps me to know this is a good use of my time. I created this new video after looking at the videos I've made previously on YouTube, seeing which ones you most likely enjoyed watching the most, and then thinking, today, what can I do to continue serving you, to continue being of assistance to you today? And that's why I made this video. If you thought this was useless and you're like, God, I'm already doing this, maybe it still is helpful in the sense that if you already know this, it's a good reminder to avoid that temptation of trading. Hey, I made this for myself. I'm real tempted to trade. I could easily fool around with a few thousand here and there, maybe make some money, but I also could lose some money, and I don't want to take a big risk and then put a bunch of time into it. You see, today when I make a video course, when I post on Steam, when I upload a YouTube video, I've got guaranteed results to show for it. Even if the thing itself doesn't make money, it all snowballs. If you thought you hated this video and it just sucks, would you please leave a dislike on it? That way you can help other people avoid having the same experience you did. If you'd like to see more like this, would you please subscribe, join hundreds of thousands of subscribers on YouTube who seem to find something worth watching in these videos I make. If you want the very best experience, would you join us at the University of Jerry Banfield, where I'm making new courses? I will have exclusive courses which offer access to in-person events soon that I think you might really enjoy. And I'm so excited to be here with you today to share this. I love you. You're awesome. I hope you have a wonderful day today, and I'll hope to see you on another video whenever you're ready.